This is Radio Superior 1941, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from that era. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1941. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
This is radio station KUWS, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. Well, it's 8 o'clock standard wartime, Wednesday, December 31st, 1941. The Martin and McKenna Show is on the air. Happy New Year's Eve, good listeners. This is Jack McKenna, and my partner, newsman Lou Martin, is standing by with the latest information regarding the war in the Pacific, in Europe, and, of course, here at home. We'll bring you weather and a special music countdown with the biggest swing hits of 1941 for your enjoyment. But first, we have the Eloise Lumber Company 8 o'clock news. Eloise Lumber Company is the leading home builder in Superior. Now here's Lou Martin. Good evening to you, sir. Another new year around the bend, eh?
And there's no telling what this 1942 will bring. You'll remember the beginning of this year, Adolf Hitler predicted a year of great victories, including that his Nazi armies would win the war by the end of the year.
Well, I guess Herr Hitler hadn't counted on running into Marshal Zhukov.
Like I say, Jack, you never know what the new year will bring. Well, good evening, listeners, and here's the news of the hour. The fall of the capital city in the Philippines appears imminent, as reports are filtering in that Manila is about to fall into Japanese hands. Radio stations in Manila have not been heard from for about 8 hours, since 7 p.m. Chungking time. The last reports from General Douglas MacArthur are that hundreds of wounded soldiers were being evacuated from Manila hospitals and that the situation looks dire as overwhelming numbers of Japanese soldiers are landing along the beaches and at the Corregidor Fortress at the mouth of Manila Bay. A dispatch monitored by Reuters News Service from Shanghai to Vichy reported Japanese troops were only 6 miles from Manila. The fall of Manila wouldn't necessarily mean the surrender of U.S. and Filipino forces, as they could continue fighting in the jungles of that island nation. In the Soviet Union, Axis troops are being smashed by the Russian armies in the Crimean Peninsula as the month-long retreat of Hitler's defeated soldiers continues. Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin has urged his armies to remove the Germans from the peninsula, along with their Italian and Romanian underlings. If the Axis forces are removed from Crimea, it would be the end of a 6-week siege of the naval city of Sevastopol. The fighting is said to be bitter in the winter weather extreme in fighting along the Russian front. Congressional leaders on both sides of the political aisle continue to work together to support President Roosevelt's war plan. The latest is a proposal by FDR to devote as much as half of the nation's total income to the military. This would mean some $50 billion would be poured into the industrial war machine. Republican Senator Austin of Vermont urged quick congressional action, saying the president knows what he's doing. Senator Austin says the only limits would be on how fast the American industrial complex can grow and the amount of trained labor that can be provided. He says this means that women will be in the workforce, including factory jobs. The Eloise Lumber Company news time is 8:06. With a word about our sponsor, here's Jack McKenna.
Thank you, Lou. And the folks at Eloise Lumber Company wish you a very happy new year to all from Eloise. What do they build at Eloise? Well, they got the lumber, so they might as well build homes. They built the following homes in Superior during 1941. This is just a handful of them. There's the L.O. McCorkle home, the William Metzger home, the Dr. George Lesage home, the Henry Carey house, and Louis Waletzko's home. Those are all outstanding citizens, folks, who want the best, so they have the Eloise Lumber Company, nobody else, build their home. Eloise Lumber Company, leading home builder of Superior. Phone 514. Do it, friends. Do it today.
Well, Jack, the big news on the home front this evening is that the Superior Catholic Diocese has a new bishop, the Reverend William Patrick O'Connor. The new bishop is no stranger to clergy in Upper Wisconsin, having attended St. Francis Seminary with Reverend Father Nowacki of the St. Stanislaus Catholic Church in Superior. The pair were both born in 1886 and attended St. Francis Seminary south of Milwaukee together. In fact, Bishop Designate O'Connor was the baseball team's catcher, and Father Nowacki, oh, he was the pitcher. Father O'Connor will take up a residence at the mansion at 1808 East 2nd Street, a Victorian-style two-story home first occupied by Dr. Conan until the diocese purchased it from him in 1905. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has some interesting facts about Bishop-elect O'Connor. Mike?
Well, it appears our new bishop is something of a war hero. He's known to World War veterans as Father Bill, a nickname that goes beyond fondness. When we entered the war in 1917, Father O'Connor, then just 31 years old and ordained since 1912, was the first chaplain appointed to Camp Douglas. He went to France with the Red Arrow Division in February of 1918. He survived three major battles, including the Meuse-Argonne, Alsace-Lorraine, and the Second Battle of Marne. While soldiers carried guns, Father O'Connor never did. He was awarded a special cross by France on Armistice Day. The date of his installation hasn't been set yet, Lou.
And we have a special guest who served with Father O'Connor in the Great War. He works in the composing room of the Superior Evening Telegram, Colonel Elmer Olson. Good evening, Colonel Olson.
It's a pleasure to be here, and it's an honor to talk about Father Bill. You know, I'm not Catholic, Lou, but I tell you what, with the bullets flying overhead at the Argonne, I sure was saying my Hail Marys.
Well, I understand there are a few men who served with Reverend O'Connor from this area.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You know, the 32nd Red Arrow Division was made up of guys from Wisconsin and Michigan, so you know a lot of them hailed from this neck of the woods. Just in the telegram's composing room, Hilding Olson and Louis Kramer all served with Father Bill.
So I suppose you'll be glad to see him again.
You better believe it. It's been since 19 since I last saw him. This guy was a hellcat, if you pardon my French. I mean, you mentioned he didn't carry a gun. Well, that's true. He couldn't take another man's life. And boy, oh boy, did he save a lot of lives. And under fire, too.
Did he ever have any close shaves?
Did he? I'm going to tell you, as God is my witness, Father Bill didn't sit in the trenches and pray. He was out there, bullets whizzing, bombs blowing up all around us, passing out medicine, plugging wounds, and when needed, he gave the last rites to the dying. When he wasn't doing that, he was passing out words of good cheer to the fellas. Father Bill was an inspiration, and if I had my way, I'd be the first to offer him a beer when he rides into Superior.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, thank you, Colonel Elmer Olson, veteran of the First World War who served with the Superior Diocese Bishop-elect Reverend William Patrick O'Connor. In other news this evening, Private Arthur Anderson of Superior witnessed the bombing of Pearl Harbor and has written his parents about it. Mr. and Mrs. Hans Anderson of Grand Avenue said that censors wouldn't allow their son to give too many details of the situation at Pearl Harbor. But Private Anderson did say that he was not caught napping. Private Anderson writes that he was up at his duties at 4 a.m. the morning of December the 7th, and he saw a cloud of planes coming out from the far off. He watched as the Japanese Zeros dropped their bombs. Private Anderson was awarded a citation for his work warning people in the field. The Army Air Corps Commander William Boyd recommended Master Anderson for the citation. The Douglas County USDA Defense Director, Floyd Carlson, is urging all farmers to increase milk and egg production for the war effort. Mr. Carlson says the increase in Upper Wisconsin dairy farms is as important as the increase in manufacturing tanks and guns for the military. Carlson did caution the farmers that they will have fewer tools to work with now that metal items are needed for the war industry. Ashland is planning the first blackout drill shortly after the first of the year. Meetings are being arranged by John Chappell, and air raid sirens are being erected around Ashland just as soon as possible. Dr. J.W. Dodd is leading a drive to collect waste paper, and Police Chief Hennell is meeting with Air Raid Warden W.T. Blair and Home Guard Director Roy Kelly. Roy Kelly is with the American Legion Post, number 96. Let's hope that Ashland's blackout goes better than the one in Barron County in Rice Lake. During the half-hour lights-out drill, Air Raid Warden Arthur Strand was hit head-on in his car by Clarence Erickson of Barron. Neither had their headlights on, of course, so they rammed into each other. The cars were wrecked, but Mr. Strand and Mr. Erickson are okay.
Lou, you've got to be kidding.
Nope, and that's not all, Jack. An air raid warden knocked on the door of Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Richter in Barron County and ordered them to turn out their lights, which were burning bright. But the Richters refused, and there'll be no penalty, though, for just a few minutes after the all-clear signal had blown by the air raid sirens, Mrs. Richter and Dr. Rydell delivered a fine, healthy baby boy.
How about that? You know, Lou, a lot of people don't know this, but I understand in London, for example, the vehicles can travel around because they have a little slot, a little bit of light that comes out of their vehicles. Might be a good idea to think about that in the future. Thank you, Lou Martin, for that important information. Lou will be back with the top local stories of 1941 as we bring you the top musical numbers from the year as well. It'll be a fun evening, friends, so stick around. Now let's look at that weather forecast from the United States Weather Bureau for this Wednesday, December 31st, 1941. It's going to be cold, folks. Brr. We'll be below zero tonight, 5 to 10 below, and still no snow in sight. Wow. Not good for those pipes that are bound to freeze up around the Twin Ports. Well, now let's kick up our heels, or at least tap those toes around the radio tonight, counting down the top 8 songs of the year. Let's begin with Glenn Miller's Perfidia on station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes. Thank you. The eighth most popular sound of 1941, friends. A great dance number. And Glenn Miller made it that way, swinging and swaying all the time. And friends, we've got New Year's greetings for you from Harriet Farig and Lou. Hey, gang.
Happy New Year, one and all.
Yes, Jack, and Happy New Year. Well, there's a big going on at the Gitche Nadje Club, of course. Where else but the 1942 New Year's Dance? Owner George Bassick Jr. invites everybody out to the Gitche Nadje, where there'll be food and fine liquor and good music and, of course, lots of gay companions. But I suppose not everybody wants a big bash, maybe just some ice cream at Bridgman Dairy Store. They've got a brand new flavor, Marguerite Ice Cream, which is creamy milk fudge and crisp toasted nuts with vanilla ice cream. Mm. Oh, boy, that sounds so good. A couple of good ideas to bring in the new year, Lou.
Okay, and Happy New Year from our community elected leaders. Frank Carlson, the sheriff, Steve Gray, county clerk, James Laval, he's the chairman of the Douglas County Board of Supervisors, Ernest Nelson, he's the 18th Ward Supervisor, Mr. Smith, that's the county treasurer, and Emmett McKeag, city clerk, Vera Renstrand, county superintendent of schools, Ralph Nelson, register of deeds.
Lots of happiness to go around tonight, friends, but remember, Police Chief Arthur Buchanan says, enjoy yourself, but don't break the law. He says they've got plenty of our finest out watching the recklessness on our city streets, so, you know, be safe and take a cab. Well, let's move on to the hits of 1941. Number 7 is from Glenn Miller and his orchestra. This is Elmer's Tune, written by Duluth native, incidentally, Sammy Geller, on station KUWS.
Thinking of falling in love.
It's not the season, the reason is plain as the moon.
It's just Elmer's tune.
What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does a gander meander in search of a goose?
What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune.
Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing.
Sing it, swing it, any old way and any old time.
The hurdy-gurdy's, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street.
The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon. I'll sing Elmer's
the baker and the man on the
The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon.
All sing Elmer's tune.
Miller and his fabulous orchestra, folks. The seventh most popular song of 1941. Didn't you love it? Elmer's Tune. There are many public-spirited businesses that want to wish you and yours a happy 1942. J.E. Nickel Mortuary wishes everyone season's greetings and a joyous new year. J.E. Nickel's Mortuary, 1314 Ogden Avenue. Here's hoping you won't be needing their services next year.
Jack!
Ah, couldn't resist, Harriet. The folks at Campbell Lumber and Supply Company remind you to measure your materials and handle everything with extra care. Supplies may get tough to come by in the coming year, what with the war and everything, so Campbell Lumber and Supply urges you to handle with care. It's more precious than ever. Good advice, too. Now on to the hits of 1941, the sixth most requested number here on KUWS, Lazy River, by the one and only Mills Brothers.
Oh, up the lazy river by the old mill run, the lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun, lingered in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream of me. Up the lazy river where the robin soars, always the bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me. Up the lazy river by the old mill run, the lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun, linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Oh, up the lazy river where the robin soars, always the bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me. Oh, up the lazy river by the old mill run, the lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun, linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river where the robin soars, awaits the bright new morning where we can roll along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me. Up the lazy river with me.
Hoo-wee, that's a good number. That's Lazy River, and that's the way I feel right now. Let's bring in Lou Martin now with the top local stories of 1941. What a year. I mean, there were so many big stories, weren't there?
Well, indeed, this is a year that will be long remembered for the end of the Great Depression, but also the start of the Second World War for the United States and our local men. Here are some of the top stories of 1941. Rejuvenation of the shipbuilding industry locally, a record-breaking ore season, the decline of WPA, and the recovery of private business. A story on Superior boys at the battlefront. Also the story on the change of Superior's municipal government. The construction of the grain terminal elevator, that was the Farmers Union. the growth of defense work training at the vocational school, and the city's defense efforts in Superior. Those are some of the top stories for 41.
Yeah, that was quite a day when we covered the launching of the USS Bullwheel a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that was big, but no doubt the most important story is the men and women leaving town to go off and serve our country in the national emergency. You know, there's nothing more important than our young men and women.
Right you are about that. And if you're on the verge of shipping out or on town for a furlough, this night's for you, soldier. Our number 5 swinging sound of 1941 is String of Pearls by Glenn Miller on Station KUWS. Enjoyable music of Glenn Miller. Man, does it swing. Remember to bundle up tonight, folks. It's going to get below zero. Even if you don't end up feeling the cold so much, it's going to get you if you're not dressed right.
I've got my bunny boots right at the door.
And I've got my earmuffs and fuzzy hand warmer. But if we're going out tonight, boys, make sure Jack warms up the car first.
Hey, how come Lou can't warm up his car first? He's not so delicate.
I've noticed Louis has a sniffle today, Jack. Now you just be the good guy tonight and get the car all toasty for us before we leave.
Sniff. That would be appreciated, old buddy. Sniff.
Lou. All right then, Lou. Let's move on to our fourth most popular number of 1941. This is the inimitable Vaughn Monroe and Racing with the Moon on Station KUWS and a New Year's Eve Martin and McKenna show.
Racing with the Moon. midnight blue. And then all too soon, it's lost from you.
Voice of Vaughn Monroe. You know, if I'm going to get my old 32 sedan warmed up for us, I'd better crank her up now. I'm leaving the next number up to you, Lou, and Harriet.
I don't know, Jack. I'm the newsman around here.
Oh, Louis, don't worry. I'll have fun with the next song. You go ahead, Jack.
You know, how do I always get this job?
Well, Harriet, we'll have some goings-on to run down tonight. Nightclub and tavern owners expect this to be the gayest New Year's Eve since the boom days in the late 20s. Big parties are planned at lodges and organizations, and reservations are being taken at a brisk pace at the local restaurants. Local theaters are also expecting packed houses for tonight. That's the news, Harriet.
Many locals will observe the coming of the new year in church, Louis. Several watch night services are planned. And remember, tomorrow is a national day of prayer proclaimed by President Roosevelt. Young people of 9 Superior churches will gather for the traditional watch night service tonight at First Presbyterian Church. Reverend Alvin Carlson also gives a good sermon for the teens. Kenneth Samuelson of Ogden Avenue Baptist Church. Miss Jean Haglin will also be helping tonight. The People's Gospel Mission will hear from Reverend Fred Wheeler at his service tonight. And Brigadier S. Justvig will conduct the Salvation Army services tonight at 330 Tower Avenue. Everyone is invited, of course.
Well, I'll give it a try. Are you with me, Harriet?
I'll take it, Louis. This is the number 3 song of 1941. This is Duke Ellington and Take the A Train on KUWS. How's that, Louis?
Well, I'll tell you, Jack will probably hurry back. He could lose his job.
Duke Ellington with his very popular A-Train. That was the third most popular number from 1941. And Harriet, well done. And Lou, maybe we'll try her in news next.
Well, I'm sure that she'd excel.
Probably do better pronouncing those Japanese names, eh?
Well, you know, they've always given me trouble.
Well, we've got lots of places to stop into tonight, eh, Lou and Harriet?
I see the Joy Ying Lo is having a New Year's Eve takeout special. You know, they've got grape chop suey. Dial 914.
I think it'd be fun to go bowling tonight. The Center Grill and Bowling Alley is having a big get-together. That's at 13th, just off Tower.
Hey, I've got my eye on the Club Superior at 3rd and Tower. John Doe and Irvin Burgraff promise a great time at Superior's gayest spot. Hey, they've got 4 floor shows starting at 10 tonight, you guys. Just 50 cents to get in.
Hey, now that might be fun.
As long as Jack's car is warm, I'll take along.
Great. Now here's the number 2 song of 1941, guys. We're getting close to number 1, friends. The Andrew Sisters, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, he blows it into the bar. In boogie rhythm, you can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar are playing with them. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Doo 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 da doo da doo doo. He blows it a to the bar. He can blow a note if the bass and guitar is with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Now, that's what I call a snappy number. You know, we want you to have a great time tonight, one and all. But we want you to be safe, too. Ashland Judge Richard Pretty just fined one man in municipal court yesterday $50 for drinking and driving. Let's end the old year and start the new year safe. So Harriet wants to go bowling, and Lou's hungry for some Chinese, eh? Well, I'll figure out something for all of us. Let's go ahead and bring you the most requested song of 1941, and it should come as little surprise that it's Glenn Miller and his orchestra, another banner year for the big band leader, Chattanooga Choo Choo, with Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs on the vocals on Station KUWS. Thank you.
Step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga
Choo Choo? I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner is not honor, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamalala calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga. Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Music of Glenn Miller and his orchestra and the number one song of 1941, Chattanooga Choo Choo. You know, I've got it all figured out, guys. We can go to Club Superior to catch a couple of those floor shows, then go bowling at Center Alley's, and then we can go to Joy Ling Yo's for takeout. How does that grab you guys?
Well, it sounds fine with me. I can always get a bite to eat at the Center Grill, too.
Heck, sometimes you surprise me.
Well, I haven't heard Lou sniffle for a while. You all cured, I hope?
Ready and raring to go. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, and a blessed New Year to all of us.
We'll be back same time, same place, different year, 1942. For the whole gang, then, this is Jack McKenna, wishing all of you a safe and happy New Year's Eve and 1942. Good night, all.
This is Radio Superior 1941, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research assistance from Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson, with sports reporting done by Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1941 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530. Email at simonson@wpr.org or write to us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1941. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.